Thank you all for being here today as we are moving into our second meeting this morning. This is a notice of special session. We have exercised the invocation, also the pledges, and so this is a call to order. Let the record reflect in our roll call that all are present. At this time, are there any citizen comments who would like to address the issues that have to do with this public hearing? This is your chance to speak right now. If you would, yes. If you would, please come forward, state your name and the purpose. What roll call and citizens' comments. For the special session.
They're both noticed at 10 a.m.
Okay, we'll go right in.
That's fine.
All right. Apologize. All right. Yes.
My name's Eric. On April 28th, Commissioner Metter said, quote, "My opinion is don't come to us and ask for anything. It's going to be a real different budget session this year. It's going to be a 2008 budget session this year," unquote. Commissioner Riley then agreed with Commissioner Metter. Commissioner Metter then added, quote, "We got a lot of people who are in a real bind. It's time to tighten the belt," unquote. Commissioner Riley then added, "That's right." Following Commissioner Riley's and Commissioner Metter's leadership, I took the opportunity to look at the fiscal year 2008 budget. In that year, total expenditures were $166,657,693, as opposed to the current proposed budget that you're going to be voting on of $350,555,386, which is a 210% comparison to the fiscal year 2008 budget. You haven't made any spending reductions whatsoever. You haven't even tried. I watched the entire budget workshop. The population in 2008 was 430,370. Now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's America survey, it's 628,473, 46% growth. Since 2008, we've had 22.1% inflation, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The budget adjusted for inflation and population growth that you should be voting on is $280,151,582, or $70 million less than what is actually before you. But now we're in a government-mandated economic crisis. Property tax appraisals continue to skyrocket, growing around 6% per year, because the appraisal district, in their latest policy analysis that they adopted a few weeks ago, have made it clear that they are unwilling to look at any conditions related to the pandemic. For some reason, Commissioner Nowak and Judge Keough have consistently voted against the budget in the last few weeks, with one major exception with respect to Judge Keough. But they've refused to vote above the no new tax rate of 43.19 cents per $100 valuation. I can only assume they did so because they didn't want to raise taxes on the citizens who, as Commissioner Metter very correctly pointed out, are in a real bind. Leadership is not succumbing to the flow, but altering the course. We citizens are in a real bind. Unlike government employees who, during this pandemic, have not seen their earnings dry up at all, in the private sector they have dried up, mainly due to local and state government mandates. If it becomes clear that Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Riley
I didn't think you had a three-minute limit on public hearings. Yes, we do. Is it? If we don't, I mentioned at the beginning, if we don't, correct me.
Right. So citizen comments would be limited to 3 minutes. If you're speaking during the public hearing, I think that those are extended periods of time.
Okay. Proceed.
Thank you.
Mr. Yawlett.
If it becomes clear that Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Riley aren't going to get the 2008 budget that they've assured us, then hopefully Commissioner Nowak and Judge Keough will show the leadership necessary to prevent a tax increase. At that point in the meeting, When this meeting becomes clear that we will have a tax increase, I hope that Commissioner Nowak and Judge Keough will walk out of the meeting, bust the quorum, and protect us from whatever forces are causing this commissioner's court to disregard the wisdom of Commissioners Metter and Riley from 4 months ago. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Are there other comments?
And Judge, yes. I would ask that you go ahead and move towards the public hearing, because I imagine all these public comments are related to this special agenda session. So recess the commissioner's court and take public comments regarding this.
Done deal. We will do that then, because there's a public hearing and we'll take the time that is needed. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. State your name for the record, please.
Dennis Tibbs, Magnolia. And I'd like to make some comments concerning the taxes and the appraisal system. Is that appropriate this time?
Sure.
All right. We got our new appraisal here for 2020 a couple months ago. For most of us, it was bad news, but not for everybody. As it turns out, this body, Montgomery County Commissioners Court, did not get an appraisal increase. You know, as a group, this body averaged over 5 years, actually got an appraisal decrease. And they're not the only ones. You know, not surprisingly, the board of directors of the appraisal district also got no increase. They, as a group, averaged over 5 years, got a decrease. The appraisal district staff and the appraisal district review panels got a token increase of 8% or so a year. So I went to my appraisal appeal, which was a humongous waste of taxpayer money. And I brought that up, and what I heard from those guys was, that's above our pay grade. So that's what I'm asking you. Is that above your pay grade? To me, the buck stops here. You don't control the appraisal district, but you control my taxes. And before we start raising taxes, we need to look at getting some equity in the appraisals and finding some ways to bring this stuff in line. Our taxes are way higher than a lot of areas and a lot of counties outside. So if you would consider lowering the taxes, and also consider asking the appraisal districts why year after year elected officials get some sweetheart deals. Now, this is a chart. You can't see it from here, but it's easy to describe. The bottom line, hovering around zero, are the folks who work for MoCo. Way up in the top right corner are the people that are paying the taxes. So I've sent this to some of you, and it's available if you want it. But if you would, just consider that and see if we can determine why we're getting what appears to be special treatment for elected officials. Thanks.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate it so much. Also, just for the record, as we conduct this public hearing, it is a public hearing that is on the proposed tax rate for 2020. So that is on the record. Yes, citizens, continue. Yes.
You know, Judge, if someone feels like elected officials are receiving special treatment, I'd highly encourage them to follow, you know, go through the process, talk with Brett Ligon, see if he's willing to look into this, because I can assure you that I'm not doing a damn thing to influence what my appraised value comes back at. And it's offensive that you would even bring that up and make it as if that's the point.
Yes, public hearing, sure.
Let me say this, you know, all of this is public information, right? I can go and see what your rates are and your rates are and when you paid it if you're late. And that's good that the county has that. And I've discussed this topic several times, and I've always said I do not believe that James Nowak or Metz or any of you go to the appraisal district and say, give me a break. What I do think is we've got a good old boy system that's been around for a while, and there are people in positions that say, we want to give our guys a break. And I've mentioned that at this court in years past, and it's in the minutes in years past. And it's, you know, I'm not making that data up. And I can show you the stats. In fact, I probably got them with me, straight off the appraisal district website.
I bet I've sent that to you. I respect your right to come up here and say that. I just don't like it. I mean, I know that I don't do anything to influence it. Well, do you really think that? I mean, I have absolutely nothing to do with the appraisal board. Never even have been to one of their meetings, I don't think.
And you know, we discussed that at the CEC meeting at the Republican Party the other day, and somebody asked me that question. Do you think they're going and lobbying for themselves? And what I said was, I'll bet if I go up and tell one of them, they're getting special treatment, In fact, I've had the conversation with Tammy, and people would say, man, I didn't know that. But it's public information. You ought to be checking my taxes, and I ought to be checking yours. But that's something to look at, and we ought to figure out why it's happening. A couple of years ago, it was not so much the commissioner's court, but it was every elected official, from county attorney to state rep to state senator. I checked 14 out of 15 that I could think of, and every one of them got a sweetheart deal. So,
Dennis, let me ask you a question as we're doing this. Do you think that an elected official has the freedom, the right, to go to the appraisal district and go through the protest process and protest their taxes? Do they have the ability and right to do that?
They should, that's right.
Because you know my wife Kim protests every year.
I protest every year.
And she's had it changed numerous times. I will tell you this, though. One house went down, the other house went up. How do you explain that?
Well, you know, another thing I looked at was the neighborhoods. In fact, those lines I draw, one of them is commissioner, county commissioner neighborhoods. And they don't just give a particular person a break. They give the whole street a break. And, again, public information, that's where it is. And I know you guys don't lobby for yourselves, but that's kind of the way it turns out.
Oh, but that's a far cry from individual elected officials getting special treatment. Now we've come to find out, by your own words, that now it's a whole street or a whole area.
Well, that may be on purpose.
In a public hearing.
You couldn't say, I'm giving my commissioner a special break. What you can say is he lives on the street and everybody on the street gets it and it works out all right. But I do know that I got a 35% increase and you didn't, right?
No, I didn't. Matter of fact, my house value went down.
Rest my case.
But we have this thing called the protest program and my other house went up.
Well,
just for the record, but yeah. That's okay. We appreciate your comments and as we move forward, because I don't think there's a person here on the court that goes to the appraisal district and says, I want special treatment.
I don't think there is either. But when I asked the guys at the appraisal board, they said above my pay grade. And that's a cop-out to me, above my pay grade.
Yeah, that's not a good
answer. So let's look into that.
Thank you very much.
I have something on that in regards to Mr. Tibbs' statement. He said that we control the taxes of Montgomery County. We control the tax rate of Montgomery County, not all the taxes. If your tax bill is $5,000, let's say, some people's are more than that, some are less. If your tax bill is $5,000 and you move the tax rate to zero, the Montgomery County tax rate, and you terminated every employee in Montgomery County and move that tax rate to zero, guess what? You're still going to be paying $4,200 a year out of that, out of your tax bill. Your Montgomery County portion is $800. Just that simple, about 16% of your total tax bill. So we don't control all the taxes, just Montgomery County.
For sure.
You're the only group that lets us come up and voice our complaint. The school board really doesn't let us. Us really don't let us. So you're only a piece of it, but you're a big piece of it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Are there any others? Yes, come forward, please.
Are there any other questions before I get started? County Judge, Commissioners, thank you for letting me speak. On September 1st, Adrian Kaiser, Precinct 66. I'm actually here speaking on behalf of the Republican Party chairman. He was not able to attend. He had some other prior engagements. He was not able to attend, so he asked me to speak in his stead. On September 1st, 2020, in this very building, the Montgomery County Republican Party met to discuss the tax rate, and we passed a resolution that I'd like to read to you all today. A resolution for the Montgomery County Commissioners Court to adopt the tax rate no higher than the effective tax rate. Whereas Plank 170 of the Republican Party of Texas calls upon all elected officials to reverse the trend of rising taxes. Whereas the government-mandated business closures have resulted in massive unemployment, high suicide rate, high family violence rates, business failures, bankruptcies in Montgomery County, Texas, and elsewhere. Whereas businesses and families and individuals have had to tighten their budgets as a result of the economic downturn, so should the government do the same. Whereas property tax appraisal rates have skyrocketed to a degree that only a lower tax rate, the effective or no new tax rate revenue, will prevent taxpayers from suffering a tax increase. Therefore, be it resolved that the Montgomery County Republican Party calls upon the Montgomery County... Pardon me? Calls upon the Commissioner's Court to pass the fiscal year budget 2021 budget, which does not increase spending but will result in an ad valorem property tax increase, then the effective tax rate, no new tax revenue, of 43.9 cents per $100 valuation. Further be it resolved, the Montgomery County Republican Party commends Montgomery County Commissioner Precinct 3 James Nowak and Montgomery County Judge Mark Keough for their efforts to ensure that the fiscal year 2021 budget tax rate of the Montgomery County government does not exceed 43.19 cents per $100 of valuation, and encourages them to continue in those efforts. I do not believe that any of you are malicious in what you're trying to do. I believe that every one of you have your constituents and the county at large in heart, and you're doing this. But the party's made a stance on this, and we would encourage you to pass the 43.19 cents evaluation. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Is there anyone else? Yes. If you'd come forward, state your name for the record.
Calvin Russell, Precinct 2. That was pretty eye-opening what Dennis Tibbs brought up here a while ago about the difference between how you guys are affected and how we're affected. And you say that you have...
Into the mic for the record,
please. I'm sorry. Yeah. So you say that you have nothing you can do about that, but unless I'm mistaken, you guys have some ability to direct who is on the appraisal board. You have an appointment privilege. And so those folks that you're appointing can possibly, on their own, be changing things for the people who are appointing them. That's not right. You don't have anything to do with it. But if you're realizing it's happening, maybe what you can do is, hey, guys, that ain't fair. We got to make this fair for everybody. And whenever my house, one of yours went down, one went up. I think most of yours guys stayed the same. Mine went up 22%. So what's happening, it's a double on me. So if you lower the tax rate and your house stayed the same, you got a tax break. My house went up 22%. My taxes are going up. So it's going both directions here. Yours is going down, mine is going up. So I'm thankful that some of you on the board are willing to stand up and say, I'm going to vote against this because I know it's a tax increase. But that's really a cover vote when you know that it's still going to pass. The only way that you can stop this is be courageous and get up and boycott this tax increase. There's been a lot of boycotts going on this day and time. Professional sports are doing it. I hadn't liked any of them. This would be a good time to boycott.
Thank you very much. Calvin, and any other people who have comments today? Yes. If you'd state your name for the record, please.
Ginger Russell, Precinct 2. As my husband just said, our property values went up 22% this last year. On August the 24th, Magnolia ISD also passed an increase. The hospital district on the 1st passed an increase. Conroe ISD just passed an increase. We're getting hosed, guys. Can y'all just be courageous and do the right thing and give the taxpayers a break for once?
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would care to comment? If you'd come to the microphone, state your name, if you would please, for the record. Walter? Be gentle.
Judge and commissioners, my name is Walter Boyd. I've been in Alabama for a while, but I came back just to see you guys. This issue, I don't have an opinion on it, but I do want to say that I've got to give, it's hard for me to say anything good about anybody anymore. You know how that is. But Dennis, a splendid presentation and a very responsible answer to Commissioner Nowak when he took personal offense. I think I've taken personal offense about everybody, and I don't think he didn't mean that. He was very clear, Commissioner Nowak. And you know, you're one of my favorite commissioners. You're one of my five favorite commissioners. I just got to say that, Judge Pastor Keough, what a pleasure to visit your church. See, I can't catch you anywhere else, but you are so engaging in the parking lot of your church, and I appreciate it.
If you could limit the discussion, Walter, please, well, that, to the court business,
but
if
I'm
you would,
promoting
please.
Your church is a good... Hey, but I've got to just mention my friend Eric Yalick, and a good presentation. I think he's one fine fellow. We all make mistakes, and I've certainly made my share of them. Did you remember my confession to you? I see you.
Which one?
Well, listen, I thank y'all very much, and what a splendid bunch of people you all really are. And I mean it.
Appreciate it so much. Are there any other public comments at this time?
Judge, if...
Yes.
One last one. How's that?
State your name for the record, please.
My name is Dr. Billy Graff, and I am a resident in precinct number one. And, gentlemen, I appreciate the opportunity to come and to speak before you. I appreciate the work you do. The work that you do is very difficult. The people you deal with can be very difficult. And so I applaud you for your efforts. I do want to make a couple of statements to you and request that you listen intently. 22 has been a very challenging year for all of us, with the loss of jobs, businesses, many of which will not be opening again, as you already know that. And you already probably know who they are. They're our friends. They're our family. They are people who we have known for decades in many cases. They're not going to come back due to the COVID situation. And now we stand here today, we the residents, and this community who is suffering huge emotional and financial stresses. And yet quietly we feel like we're being dismissed, while the people who are in position, that's you, the five of you, you are there to protect us, the residents, are choosing to extract more money through taxes, while we all know there is plenty of money to meet the projected income needs of our county for 2021. There is no statutory reason that we must designate $4 million to a new forensic lab, though I think it'd be wonderful to have. I think that'd be a fantastic option, though statutorily we're not at a million yet, and that's when we're required to have one. This may not be the year to do it. But thank you, Nowak, Commissioner. I appreciate the effort that you personally went through to find other means of financing that particular project, though it's not a needed project, but I know it would be very helpful to law enforcement, of which I am a pro-law enforcement participant and supporter. Reallocation is why you're here at times. The taxpayers need a break. Too many people have lost their jobs permanently. Our taxes are going up, as has been said by many others in this room today. No, you are not the only reason taxes change. But you do have the purse of $350 million, and you have a lot of say-so in how that $350 million is spent. And that is a huge amount of money, and it is a huge responsibility that you have. I think some of you are more interested in being responsible for it as some of the others on this group. And I want to thank you for those of you who are interested in helping the taxpayers and the needs that the taxpayers have. We hired all of you, we the community, we hired the five of you to learn how to spend less and do more. In my work as a charity director, I spend less and I do more. And I believe the five of you, if you work at it consistently and have a passion for it and are concerned about the needs of our community, that you too will find ways to spend less and do more. That's why you were elected. We believed when we elected you that you had the ability, the passion, and the desire to not only do a good job, but to find ways to spend county money in a much more proactive way and get more for less, because that's what we business owners have to do, or we go out of business. And did I mention that many of them are going out of business right now due to unlawful lockdowns and other issues, which we're not going to talk about? We need leaders who are more concerned about the needs of the very families that elected you. We're asking you to care more about us than the needs of vendors, the needs of anyone else, because you have only one responsibility this morning, and that's to guarantee that your residents, your friends, your families are not overburdened with taxation that comes from Montgomery County, and to attack where you can to help us. You can't change the school district. You can't change the mud district. You can't change the appraisal district. But, gentlemen, you can. You can hold to an effective tax rate, and not one police officer will lose his job. Not one first responder will lose his equipment or his job. Not one employee in this county will lose their job. Every single person that's working here today will be working here tomorrow, regardless of what you do. And I'm asking you on behalf of every person that's here today, I am begging you on behalf of the hurting people in this county, would you please show compassion? Would you please stand as a leader should stand for this county and care more about the needs of the families who have been destroyed financially? Would you just give us a year of care and adopt an effective tax rate? We're still going to have to pay more taxes, but at least it won't be your fault. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. All right, is there anyone else who would, yes, if you'd come forward. State your name for the record, please.
Good morning. I am Lorena Perez Miguel, and I am at Precinct 3. The chair of the Democratic Party today could not be here with us. But as most of us saw yesterday, the heading in the Houston Chronicle newspaper read, "Services for Poor at Risk, a state ice cuts." What we are asking all of you, what we are asking of all of you, and I am here in my own name and also in the name of the chair of the Democratic Party, is that we properly fund, that you consider to properly fund the budget so that our needed services are not shortchanged. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else?
Judge, if there are no more public speakers, I have asked Jim Carmen with Howard Hughes Corporation to come and just talk with the court for a few minutes about how COVID has impacted Hughes Corporation, to talk with us a little bit about the tenants that lease properties from them, and just what type of impact any sort of tax increase is going to have on keeping these small business owners. I think roughly 70% of your tenants are small or mom and pop shops. And
yes,
if you could just share with us some of those thoughts, I think it would be helpful.
Sure. Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. Jim Carmen, President of the Houston Region for Howard Hughes Corporation. And obviously a lot of public comment about impacts to the residents, which is critical, but a lot of businesses as well in Montgomery County, they're being impacted by COVID-19. As you know, we're not immune to that through our asset classes, particularly in our hospitality. We have three hotels that shut down for a period of time, back open now, but continue to try to get back on their feet as travel begins again on the business side. But really want to daylight today more on the office and retail side, the impacts. As I'm sure you're probably aware, taxes are a direct pass-through to those customers of ours. So tax increases, whether they're appraisals or tax rate-driven, do impact those customers, those tenants. The majority of our restaurant retail tenants in Montgomery County are what you'd consider local mom-and-pop organizations. And so any impact on their taxes does hit the bottom line of their income. And so I know you have a lot of important decisions to make in regards to the budget and how to pay for that, but I would just ask that anything that can be done to minimize the impacts to those customers of ours, we would certainly appreciate. You know, we have a number of tenants that have closed permanently, as the gentleman said. They've been publicly announced which ones of those have, and so we'd like to try to keep it to a minimum, and anything that can be done would be great.
Thank you.
Jim, thank you very much. Appreciate it so much. All right. Is there anyone else? Then let's move on. I'm going to reconvene the court, take appropriate action here, commissioners. First, to consider, discuss, and take appropriate action fiscal year 2021 department budget request and impact on the tax rate. Commissioner Nowak.
And yes, Amanda, a couple of courts ago, you had passed out a sheet of paper to most of us. And what I'd like to do is make a motion that we move to accept the budget as we created together during the workshops with these changes that you have passed out.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
Discussion. All right. If there is no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
We have, speak up. We have two.
I'm opposed.
Okay. Three opposed, two in favor. Motion does not pass. So, Tammy, share with us. Oh, at this point, we're at an impasse then as it moves towards a budget request. Can I ask this question, though? Would this be in order? We have certain things. We've discussed the effective tax rate. Obviously, it's now called the no new revenue rate. We've discussed it here in our meeting and the reasons why we believe it is necessary to do. We have here a document that shows us how to go about doing it that effectively will not impact any of our services that our budget officer has taken a look at. I'm assuming that audit has looked at as well in the process, which frees up $5,130,672. And just a minute ago, we voted and we looked at a bidding on some work that was to be done that was probably somewhere that we were saving somewhere between $3 and $4 million. Is that something that could be washed against the current budget?
So, Judge, I did discuss while you guys were in executive session with Gilbert and Tim, the District 2 and District 4 substations. We do believe between what's put in the capital improvement plan and what was presented in court for the District 4 station, along with what we expect to be the District 2, and then in addition, we have some additional costs that are not just those. But I do believe we have about $1.2 million of money that would be freed up between those projects that's sitting in the sheriff's fund right now. But the difference is not the $3 or $4 million. We have to factor in some architecture fees, some furniture and equipment fees, some build out pieces of it. But we'd expect that number to be close to $1.2 million.
But again, you got the sheriff's got a master plan on his projects and what he's trying to accomplish. And I don't think we need to be trying to get that money. I don't think that's where we need to go.
Is there anywhere, Commissioner Riley, you would like to?
Yeah, I'd like
take
to make
some
a,
cuts.
I'd like to make a proposal.
Yes.
I want to, and again, you know, it's just what it is. It's a proposed tax rate. There's been a lot of time to talk to different people. There's been a lot of times to listen to a lot of people. There's been a lot of time for me and others to talk to financial people, what we can and can't do. So I'm going to make this as a motion that we as a court adopt a 0.04312
second.
Tax rate and move $5.5 million out of fund balance into CIP for $4 million of that for the forensic center and the rest for the law enforcement equipment that they need.
Okay, we have second. A motion and a second. Is there second. Any discussion?
I've seconded already.
And 04312 is the effective tax rate, correct?
Yes.
So we will be adopting the
is
executive
it 312
no,
or
the no new revenue.
No new revenue.
Thank you.
No.
The no new
no,
revenue.
No, it's below the no new revenue.
We got to make sure Tammy's
it's
one
actually
little
below.
Below.
It's the, here, Tammy.
Below.
Okay. So item 6A is to consider, adopt, and set by resolution the 2020 ad valorem tax rate for maintenance and operation.
Okay, for the record, though, we are still under Commissioners 5A. What we need is what to, the question is what is the, right, so this is still in discussion. We want to make sure we're right on the no new revenue rate. What is
okay,
that?
The no new revenue rate is 0.4319.
It's lower than the no new revenue.
And that's what you're proposing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tammy.
Okay.
We have
and
a motion.
Charlie, what
and
was that?
Tammy?
What is that rate?
4312.
4312. And you probably need time to figure out all.
Yes.
Can you get a new resolution, or can you recess for?
Can we recess
yeah.
for just a few
okay.
minutes?
Okay. While we're in discussion, let's recess. You go figure out what you need to figure out, and then we'll come
okay.
back and we'll complete it. Thank
okay.
you so much.
We recessed.
Yes, we are officially recessed for a few moments until Tammy comes back. All right, if we can resume our meeting. Okay. Just one moment. One moment. Thank you all for being patient. Just to remind us, we are on item 5A, consider, discuss, take appropriate action on the fiscal year 2021 department budget request and impact on the tax rate. We have a motion and a second on the floor. We are in the middle of discussion. Okay, amend the motion.
I move to approve a tax rate in the amount of 0.4312 with an additional drawdown of fund balance for a total budget of $350,555,386.
Second. Okay, the motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Commissioner, I'd like to, one thing on, oh. if, I'm not sure your microphone is open. Could you repeat your motion?
Sorry. Okay, better.
Hold on just a second. Commissioner, would you repeat it, please?
Y'all couldn't hear that? Move to approve a tax rate in the amount of 0.4312 with an additional drawdown of fund balance for a total budget of $350,555,386. And that's
my
motion.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Got it.
Discussion?
Commissioner, I have one question. Could we, if we end up getting... as we get updates from Rakesh on making certain that we stay within our 10 to 15% policy for fund balance, if we see that we are for some reason not within there, can you add to your motion that we would have line item adjustments to make sure that we are that we satisfy our fund balance requirement at all times?
Okay, I just
we're
amended that.
Okay.
We checked that out 9 ways to Sunday. We're going to be good shape, but if you want to
good.
Add that,
we can
fine.
Amend.
We're
going to
be on the upper end of that around 14%.
I'm not going to repeat that motion. Did y'all get his amendment? Good.
Thank okay, you. We have a motion to amend. Is there a second?
I got the gist of what he said.
You got everything
second on the motion. Okay, second. All in favor of the amendment.
It's not
aye.
Necessary
opposed?
To do that. But.
Aye. Okay, motion carries.
We're good.
All right, now. We have a general motion on the table concerning the tax rate and also the adjustment in the budget. We've had discussion. We take a record vote. I'm going to start with Commissioner Metter. Commissioner Metter, aye or nay?
Aye.
Charlie? Commissioner Riley? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. That is the 4312. Commissioner Riley, thank you for your thoughtful consideration over this time and the effort that all of the commissioners have done working with Tammy. I know that this has been an emotional topic for all of us, but most importantly that we can't forget that the people of Montgomery County will appreciate what we've done for them at a most difficult time, and we're trying to get Texas open as fast as we can, but until then, this has certainly helped. So thank you, one and all. I appreciate it.
Tammy, I certainly didn't mean to spring that on you at the last
that's
minute,
okay.
but that's the only way we could do what we needed to do.
That's okay.
And still fund the vital tools that law enforcement needs. Now, there's never a good time, in my opinion, to raise taxes. There's never a good time to defund the police. And whether it's one badge, one bullet, one police car, one forensic center. They're vital tools that they need, and we certainly don't want to ever put any blood in the water that might give an impression that Montgomery County doesn't support law enforcement, because everyone in this room and that's listening out there know that we all support our law enforcement here.
Absolutely.
1,000%. And they were taken care of here today as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Commissioner Mix. All right.
I want to thank all the law enforcement that are here to support, showing their support. The sheriff's here. I appreciate all y'all being here. Thanks for all y'all's support. We
thank
really
you,
do appreciate
Tammy,
it.
Tammy, Amanda, Rakesh, County Attorney's Office.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all for going through a very long, hard budget process.
And
probably one of the most difficult ones. And commissioners, thank you three for continuing to work to find ways to get us to the effective tax rate. And we were able to do this by working together, not by walking out. And
right.
I think it says a lot of good things for the court. So thank you all very much.
Yep.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Judge.
All right.
Judge Tammy does have specific language in the motions that have to adopt. You're
having such a good moment.
I know. I'm sorry.
Assessor item B.
Okay. Well, item 6A, consider, adopt, and set by order resolution the 2020 ad valorem tax rate for maintenance and operation at 0.3652.
Move.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Item 6B, consider, adopt, and set by order resolution the 2020 ad valorem tax rate for debt service at 0.0660.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item 6C, consider, adopt, and approve an order resolution allocating the 2020 ad valorem adopted tax rate, including general fund at 0.3142, road and bridge at 0.0660, and I'm sorry, let me back up.
Okay.
General fund at 0.3142, road and bridge at 0.0510, and debt service at 0.0660.
Move.
Second.
On favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Budget, Amanda?
So, based on Commissioner Riley's original motion, the only change that I actually have to my budget is going to be a $42,580 reduction, and that is due to the TERS payment. So, you're actually going to be adopting a budget that's, if I can get a motion, $42,580 less than what Commissioner Riley just said.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Move.
Second.
My $42,500?
$42,580.
580.
Do we have a motion? Is there a second? I'll second it.
That's a $350 million budget. With the drawdown from fund balance for law enforcement.
All right. Any more discussion?
We've got to vote on that.
I'm sorry?
We've got to vote on that $42,000.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. You're just anxious to get to toll road. It's okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. And at this time, do I have a motion to adjourn our court today?
Move.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And if you, we're moving now into our county toll road, and I turn the floor.